I'm standing half inside the doorway right now, one foot on the threshold, one hand holding the old screen frame so it doesn't twist when I lift it. You can feel when a screen door has lived its full life. The frame flexes in a way it shouldn't. The rollers don't quite sit right anymore. The latch feels tired. Most people think replacing a screen door or window is about measurements and screws, but that's not what I'm paying attention to first. I'm listening to how the frame settles when I take the weight off it. I'm noticing where it rubs and where it floats. This is where people get nervous because they think one wrong move will throw everything off. It won't, as long as you understand what the opening wants to do. A screen doesn't fight you unless something else is already out of that alignment. Stay right here with me. I'll walk you through how to replace screen doors and windows in a way that feels controlled, clean, and professional. You don't need to rush. You can do this. Replacing a screen door or a screen window isn't about swapping one object for another. What you're really doing is restoring the relationship between the opening, the frame, and gravity. Screens only work when they're square enough to move freely, but forgiving enough to tolerate small shifts in a house that's always moving. Most people think the screen is the problem. In reality, the opening is usually the story. Houses settle, hinges wear, tracks collect dirt, frames rack slightly over time. When a screen starts sticking or popping out, it's often responding to those changes, not causing them. The purpose of a screen door or window is simple. It lets air move while keeping things you don't want outside from coming in. But mechanically, it has a tougher job. It has to stay straight while being light. It has to move smoothly without being rigid. That balance is why screens are so sensitive to alignment. People get this task wrong because they treat it like a plug-and-play replacement. They pull the old one out, force the new one in, and tighten screws until it stops rattling. That's how frames bend, rollers flatten, and doors start jumping tracks a week later. Failure usually shows up as binding, uneven gaps, popping noises, or a door that closes itself or refuses to close at all. Those are symptoms, not mysteries. They're telling you the opening and the screen aren't working together. Success looks quiet. A good screen door doesn't announce itself. It glides. It settles into the latch without being pushed. A screen window slides with steady resistance, not loose and not tight. When it's right, you don't think about it anymore. Before touching tools, you have to think about direction and load. Does the door sag toward the latch side or the hinge side? Does the window feel heavier at one end of the track? Those feelings matter because screens are light enough that even small misalignments become obvious. This chapter is about mindset. You're not replacing an object, you're correcting an interaction. Once you understand that, the rest of the job stops feeling fragile and starts feeling logical. Let's slow this down and lay the groundwork properly. Even simple jobs go sideways when setup is rushed. You'll want a screwdriver that fits the fasteners properly. Not close enough. Properly. Stripped screws come from poor fit, not too much force. A small level helps, but it's a reference, not a dictator. Your eyes and hands still matter. For screen doors, you'll usually be dealing with rollers or hinges. Rollers ride in tracks and carry weight. Hinges transfer weight to the frame. Knowing which system you're working with changes how you handle the door. I always look at the bottom first. That's where gravity tells the truth. Clear the area. Give yourself room to lift and tilt the door or window without twisting it. Screens don't like being twisted. You can feel it immediately in the frame. Body position matters. I keep my shoulders square and my grip even. If you lift from one corner, you introduce a bend that wasn't there before. That's how people accidentally blame new screens for problems they created during handling. Before removing anything, I run the old screen one last time. Open it, close it, slide it. I'm not testing it, I'm studying it. Where does it resist? Where does it feel loose? That information tells me what to expect from the opening itself. Ready feels like familiarity. You should know how the old one behaved before you remove it. That way, when the new one goes in, you know whether you're fixing a problem or recreating it. We're still not installing yet. We're making sure the environment is calm, supported, and understood. That's readiness. Now I lift the old screen free. Not fast, not dramatic, just enough to clear the track or hinges. I support it evenly and set it aside without leaning it against something that could warp it. Even old frames deserve respect. Before the new screen goes in, I clean the track or frame lightly. Dirt changes how things feel. A gritty track will lie to you about alignment. This is one of those quiet professional habits that saves frustration later. When I bring the new screen into position, I don't force it. I introduce it. Top first, then bottom, or hinge side first depending on the design. I'm watching how it wants to sit. If it doesn't want to sit naturally, something's off. As rollers engage the track, you can feel when they're seated properly. The resistance evens out. The door stops wobbling. That's your cue to stop adjusting and start testing. I test movement before tightening anything fully. Open, close, slide. I listen for scraping and feel for drag. If it binds, I adjust in small increments, quarter turns, tiny shifts. Screens respond quickly. Common mistakes show up here. People over-tighten trying to remove a rattle and end up pinching the frame. Others leave things loose and blame the hardware when the door jumps the track. The fix is balance, not force. When it's right, the screen moves with steady confidence. Not loose, not stiff, just predictable. That's how you know you can trust it. As I finish, I step back and run it one last time. No rush, no ceremony, just confirmation. Replacing screen doors and windows isn't hard, but it rewards patience and attention. You didn't muscle this into place. You worked with it. That's professional judgment. And now every time that screen glides smoothly, you'll know it's not luck. It's understanding. You can do this.